Good morning, and welcome to Taaleri's half-year financial reports presentation. We're doing this for the first time in English, but we aim to make this a tradition. My name is Peter Ramsay. I'm the CEO of Taaleri, and with me today I have Minna Smedsten, our CFO, and she will take you through the numbers in a while. Our second quarter highlights. If we start off with the results in our investing operations, they were twofold. On the one hand, we had changes in our fair values, negative changes in our fair values in our strategic investment segment. But on the other hand, we booked a 6.7 million profit as an earn-out from our Finnsilva holding that we already sold in 2016. Our bio fund had a very successful first closing. It hit its target size of 80 million euros. Within our housing fund number eight, which we closed already at the end of last year, they did their first investment, and then they also, the real estate team did two investments for the special mutual funds that we manage for Aktia. Within the renewable energy space, we continued to build out the development, project development portfolio. Now we in total have 14 projects in the portfolio, and this is a very important building block as a pipeline for our upcoming SolarWind III fund. Within Garantia, our credit guarantee business, they had an excellent operational quarter with a combined ratio of 31%. Now, financially, our second quarter numbers were such that the continuing earnings decreased by 14.3% from the corresponding quarter last year to 9.3 million euros. This is split between the private equity segment continuing earnings, which fell 14.4% to 4.8 million euros. The decrease in the private equity segment was mainly due to a one-off income that we received last year in the corresponding quarter when we had the final close for SolarWind II. The continuing earnings in our strategic investment segment decreased by 4 million euros to 12.2%, mainly due to future reservations as a consequence of the underwriting product mix. I will come back to this later. We didn't book any performance fees in the quarter, and the net earnings from our investment operations was 2.3 million euros, and this includes the changes in fair value. The income on the group level was 11.9 million euros, compared to 14.3 million last year. Our assets under management increased by 6.3% to 2.4 billion euros. Maybe I should conclude by saying that one quarter is a very short period for our type of a business consisting of private equity funds and a long-dated credit guarantee business. Following on to my last comment, it's perhaps better to look at our trailing 12-month income and profit numbers to get things more into perspective. On the left-hand side, you can see our continuing earnings in dark blue and then other earnings in light blue. The continuing earnings, as you can see, they're quite stable over time. Then the performance or the other income, which consists of performance fees and net income from investments, that is a little bit more volatile. The continuing earnings is, of course, a function of the assets under management multiplied by the management fee. This means that any larger fundraise or disposal has a material impact over time on the level of that of the income. On the right-hand side, we can see our operating profit on a trailing 12-month basis, which now stands at 35%. Here we have an EBIT ladder, so our operating profit from our various earnings and income sources, and then the expenses and costs. The income is in dark blue and the profit as and then the cost is in light blue. Perhaps it's more illustrative to look at it in a 12-month trailing perspective. This shows a more even distribution between the various income sources and the various expense and costs, leading up to the operating profit of 21.3 million over the last 12 months as a trailing number. If we look at the private asset segment, or private equity segment, we could start with the renewable energy. And they still have the SolarWind II fund investing and building projects, mainly in Finland, Croatia, and Lithuania. And then, as I mentioned, the project development portfolio, it now stands at 14, which is also important for the upcoming launch of our SolarWind III fund. On an income level, the income was 4.3 million euros, exactly the same number as last year, and the assets under management stand at 1.3 billion as of the end of June. Within our other private equity operations, the bio fund reached its target size at the first close, and we're particularly proud that the Finnish Climate Fund, it's a state-owned special assignment company, came in as an anchor investor with 10 million euros at the first close, and they were very well flanked by Aktia's successful sales achievement that enabled us to get to the hard cap or to the target size at the first close. Within the real estate business, as I said, the Housing Fund VIII, which is still open for subscriptions and might make a new the second closing during the second half, did their first investment, and then the Aktia Special Mutual Funds were two investments were made. We terminated our infrastructure business during the second quarter, and we booked a 350,000 euro write-off or write-down for that. Here we see the development in a trailing 12-month perspective within the private equity business or private equity segment. And as you can see, the continued earnings are fairly stable. And as earlier mentioned, any new fundraise or fund disposal would then, of course, affect that in either direction. And then the light blue is mainly performance fees that then are booked as successful exits are made. Here we have all the funds that our private equity operation is managing. And on the right-hand side, if you look at the picture there, you can see the split of the assets under management. So slightly over half is in the renewable energy space, 36% within real estate. Bioindustry is slowly but surely rising from a low level, standing at slightly under 10 million. And then the rest is the other funds that we also manage. If we move over to our strategic investments, I start off with Garantia, our credit guarantee business, which had an outstanding combined ratio at 31%. As a reminder, the lower the combined ratio, the better the operational efficiency of the underwriting business. But although gross premiums were flat during the quarter, the net premiums were down 500,000 euros, showing at 4 million euros. And the earned net premiums decreased due to the change in the provision for unearned premiums. And as I said, that was 500,000 euros. And the growth in provisions for unearned premiums was attributable to the guarantee insurance exposure, focusing more on consumers, i.e., mortgages. And I know this sounds fairly technical, but it's perfectly logical from an accounting perspective. And one could actually add that one quarter is also a very short time for a very long-tailed insurance business. The investment net income was -3.9 for the quarter, and this constituted of changes in fair value of -4.8, and then they booked a gain from sales of assets of 1 million euros. And the portfolio, which consists mainly of fixed income instruments, it's around 90%, was affected by rising interest rates and widening credit spreads during the quarter. And if we look at the exposure in the guarantee insurance business, it stands at 1.7 billion euros, went a little bit up during the quarter, and the solvency is still very strong at 238%, up from 219% at year-end. And then we go to what we call the non-strategic investments, a portfolio that we're slowly but surely disposing of. We mentioned the Finnsilva earnout. It's booked here, although the company was already sold in 2016. But if we move to the right-hand side to the table down there, you can see that our exposure, our book value of the non-strategic investments has risen by 12%. And the reason for that is the following. We reclassified assets of 8.2 million, so now they're booked in the non-strategic portfolio. We participated in the equity or the capital raise at Fellow Bank with 2.5 million euros, and then we made some currency gains also. So that sort of, even if we've been selling down the portfolio, we still ended up with an increase in the book value of this segment. Okay, now I'll hand over to Minna Smedsten. She'll take you through the result and balance sheet. Go ahead.
Thank you, Peter. So my name is Minna Smedsten, and I'm the CFO of Taaleri. I thought that we will just wrap everything together and look how our business units are performing next to each other. So let's have a look at our result, and then a few words about our financial performance, and then also on the balance sheet. So when you look at our development during the Q2, and when you have the businesses lined up next to each other, and starting from left, you can see that half of our income in continuing earnings comes from private asset management. And in private asset management, we have the renewable energy that makes up 70% of the continuing earnings. We actually saw a nice development in the investment income in private asset management of 1 million euro. We had the Finnsilva earn-out that boosted other groups' income, but then we had the fair value changes in our strategic investments of 5.5 million negative earnings. The operating profit of our private asset management, that was negative, and that is due to the ramp-up of our other private asset management segments, basically real estate and bioindustry, and then also, as Peter mentioned, the rundown of the infra business. The excellent performance in other group was due to the Finnsilva, and we saw a very, very solid result of 5.5 million euros in that group, and that is more than 70%. The group's operating profit was 2.4 million euros, and that corresponds to 20.5%. If you then look at our quarterly development and then basically the changes to last quarter or last quarter, last year's second quarter, you can see the decrease in continuing earnings. That was mainly due to the SolarWind close, that's 0.9 million euros extra income last year, and the fair value changes that we had in our strategic investment segment. Then a few words about our cost side, naturally. You can see that our personnel costs, they were basically flat, as also our fee expenses, but then you see an increase in our costs. And a few words about the costs. So we have extra costs in the Q2 results, and these are naturally, some are linked to the Finnsilva earn-out, some are to the infra business goodwill depreciation that we had, 350,000 euros. We also renegotiated our profit-sharing agreements to Wind II and III management fees, and all these extra costs make up 900,000 euros for the second quarter. We had ICT projects also naturally set up, and those also burdened our result. A few words about our key financial figures, and now especially about H1, as we have gone through the quarterly development pretty well. So our continuing earnings for H1 was basically 90 million euros and corresponded to the income as well, 90 million euros. The change to last year, especially in income for H1, is also mainly due to the fair value changes now in H1 compared to last year. We had a very nice development in assets under management, so our assets under management actually grew with 6.3% to 2.4 billion euros. And then finally, a glance at our balance sheet. So, Taaleri has a strong balance sheet. We have investments in different forms. We have total assets of 270 million euros and an own equity of 182 million euros. We have made strategic investments to pace up our private asset management, where we have invested 17 million euros in renewable energy and 7 million in bioindustry. Garantia's investment portfolio, that 143 million euros, that is 87% of that amount is invested in fixed income instruments. So it's a very conservative portfolio, but you saw the changes that we had in the fair values during the end of the period. We also distributed 34 million euros in dividend during the quarter. And that was for me, and then Peter, please.
Thank you, Minna. So let's summarize the second quarter. I guess one can say it was a fairly uneventful quarter apart from the sell-off in the fixed income markets and then receiving the earn-out from Finnsilva. But of course, you know, bioindustry had the first close of Bioindustry Fund number one. That was a big thing. The new renewable energy focused on building the SolarWind II projects, as well as increasing the project development portfolio. And then finally, Garantia continued its very strong business. But of course, the net income from the investment operations continued to suffer from the rising rates, but most of the investment losses were unrealized, so that's just the change in fair value. What about the next quarter then? I'd say that a major event for Taaleri will be the launch of the SolarWind III fund. That is sort of something that we've been preparing for a while, and it will now be launched. The first close will most likely be at the beginning of next year, early innings of next year. And within the bioindustry business, we'll continue the fundraising of the Bioindustry Fund, and we aim for a second closing during the second half. And of course, the team will also continue to advance the torrefied biomass plant in Joensuu. The Hamina biorefinery of Taaleri's associated company, Fintoil, will become operational during the third quarter of the year. And our real estate business will focus mainly on transactions to deploy the money that we have at hand. And Garantia, of course, continues to execute a strategy. And then finally, one could say that we have already announced that we sold a data center business called Ficolo, and we will book a total income of about 14 million euros in the third quarter. Thank you very much for your attention, and have a good weekend.